This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Now we're getting somewhere. Hey, welcome back into the Earl Ingram Show on this Tuesday morning, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Hope you're having a good day. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He will be back on Monday. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you want to join us on the phone, feel free. The phone number is 855-752-4842. And today we've been discussing several topics. The second Bill of Rights, also known as the Economic Bill of Rights, put forth by FDR back in 1944. And we touched on citizenship that we discussed yesterday. And we've also been discussing these tariffs that were announced last night by the incoming president, Trump, who says he's going to add a 25% tariff to all goods coming in from Mexico and Canada, and an additional 10% on items coming from China, in addition to whatever may be on them now. Tariffs are on a number of Chinese products, so there will be an additional 10% on those products. And of course, that will lead to massive inflation, right? If all of a sudden we have to start paying an additional 25% for everything, it's going to cause a serious problem with inflation. The as I mentioned just before the break, the nations that will be affected by the tariff plans are likely to retaliate with tariffs of their own on United States goods, and that, of course, will slow down exports from the United States, slowing down the economy even further beyond what the tariffs will cause. Also, keep in mind that one of the business sectors that would be most affected by the tariffs is the auto industry. Several manufacturers have cars that are built on both sides of the border. In fact, currently, vehicles can move across North American borders several times before they are completed. So an engine may be built on one side of the border, go across the border where it's put onto a chassis, which may come back across the border so that the body can be added to the vehicle. And with some vehicles, they can go back and forth across the border several times before they're completed. Adding 25% to each crossing could add thousands of dollars to the price of those vehicles. That's obviously inflationary, right? Inflation causing. So even though we've had average inflation over the past year or so, around 2.5%, this is going to be a whole other ball game once we all have to start paying a lot more for goods and services. And if you have an opinion on that, I'd like to hear what you have to say. Feel free to call in 855-752-4842. There are a couple of other topics I'd like to get to today before we wrap things up. And we know that in Wisconsin, it's been one of the bellwether states. It's been one of the battleground states for several election cycles now, right? Sometimes it's the closest state as far as voting. And in fact, it looks like Wisconsin may have been the closest again in this election just, 3 weeks ago today. In the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there is an article published by Craig Gilbert. And he mentions here, he talks about how small voting shifts made Wisconsin the closest state in the nation this time around. He says here that the story of the 2024 election map in Wisconsin is a story of small shifts and marginal trend lines. The red trending, small towns, continued to get even more red. And the blue trending, suburbs, got slightly bluer. And blue cities, on average, got a little less blue. These were not head-snapping changes. This was not a wave election here. In fact, no Wisconsin presidential election in decades has seen smaller changes in the state's political geography. And no battleground state saw smaller voting shifts than Wisconsin did in 2024. More than almost anywhere else in America, Wisconsin was swing resistant in this election, which made it the closest state in the nation. But because this state is so evenly divided, these modest changes had a very big effect, flipping Wisconsin from blue to red and carrying Donald Trump to victory. So here's a closer look at how Wisconsin's 72 counties and more than 1,800 communities voted this fall and the contributions they made to a narrow Trump victory in 2024, 4 years after a narrow Trump defeat in 2020, and 8 years after Trump's first narrow victory in 2016. So what changed this time? Well, statewide, the net shift was about 50,000 votes from Trump's defeat by about 21,000 votes in 2020 to his victory by about 29,000 votes in 2024. In percentage terms, the GOP gain was 1.5 points. The difference between losing by 6/10 of a point last time to winning by 9/10 of a point this time. But these shifts were not uniform across the state. Around 1,300 of Wisconsin's cities, towns, and villages got redder, got more red in 2024, while more than 500 got bluer. So here's what those shifts look like across the state's urban, suburban, and rural landscapes. Craig Gilbert goes on and breaks this down for us. Before I give you that breakdown, I want to go back to the phone lines. We have Jim from Eden on the phone. Good morning, Jim. What do you have for us today? Thank you for calling in. Yeah. Jim, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Stu. Thank you.
Hello. Mm-hmm. What do you have for us today?
I was just going to say that, the reason, big reason that Trump won, was because of inflation the last 4 years. And, just going to the grocery stores and seeing the prices. And so, you shouldn't be concerned about Trump increasing inflation, because the Republicans are going to lose if we get a huge continuation of inflation. Do you see my point? It's really, that's what was the reason that Joe Biden and the Democrats lost, was because of inflation.
And so you are saying that it's okay for us to have to pay an additional 25% for these tariffs now, because the public will be so disappointed in Donald Trump that a Democrat will win next time. Is that your point?
Definitely. If he, there's no way his thought is to, I'm going to increase inflation. He just saw what happened, with when inflation was so terrible. Why mm-hmm. would he be such an idiot to continue that? The very thing that got him into the office was inflation. He's not that dummy, that kind of a dummy, that he's going to continue inflation, because he knows The Republicans will hate him if he's going to continue this inflation, right?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine Republicans hating him as much as they love him and will do anything for him at this time. But if that's true, if what you are saying is true, if by having to pay an additional 25% and going through possibly a recession with huge inflation over the next 4 years, if it costs us a whole lot more money, maybe it'll be worth it in the end. But yeah, I don't know. It's
Democrats should be happy that he's doing this, right? You really should be happy that he's doing
this. Yeah, I don't know about that. He can't run again for office, right? So he's going to be out in 4 years no matter what. So maybe a Democrat will have a better chance if inflation is runaway. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. And can I say one other thing about citizenship? You know, you've been talking about that. And, you know, I believe the big reason, you know, there is such a divide, you know, is because, you know, one party, you know, does not include God in its platform. And the Republicans talk about God, you know, in their platform. And when you hear them talking, you know, isn't that a big reason, you know, why there's such a divide? You know, one party is for God and the other party, you know, as Kamala asked the, you know, those two men to leave during her campaign, you know, she said, you go to a different down the road. You know, that's a huge difference. And that's why people are so upset that there's a group of people that hate God and there's a group of people that want God in our country. Would you agree?
Now, let me ask you this. Why do you say that there is one group that hates God? What makes you say that?
Well, I mean, do you agree that that was happened about a month ago at Kamala's campaign where she asked the two gentlemen who are, you know, starting to talk about God, yelling out, you know, God's important and we should serve him. And she said, you're in the wrong place. You go down the road, she told the two men. You know, and she never talked about God during her campaign.
Well, we're running out of time. We got to go to a break pretty quick. But one thing I want to mention is that as she was standing there with a mic in her hand, hearing these guys yell at her, she may not even have been aware what they were saying. I don't know for sure. Got to take a quick break. And Jim, thank you for calling. We'll take other calls right after we get back. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He will be back on Monday. We have some callers on the line. If you'd like to join us, feel free. The number is 855-752-4842. And we are discussing several topics today. Still discussing citizenship, which we started yesterday, but also discussing the Second Bill of Rights from FDR, also known as the Economic Bill of Rights. And also discussing the vote that took place here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the closest state in the nation this time, the most equally divided, in other words.
So those are the topics that we're discussing so far. If you have anything you want to add, feel free to call in. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ann in Chippewa Falls. You're up next. What do you have for us today? Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment on the last person that called in. He says one party is for God and the other one isn't. Oh, my gosh, I've heard it all. This is divide, 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 and conquer. Government and religion are supposed to be separate. If religion, mm-hmm. if people in religion talk politics in their church, then they should pay taxes, you know? And I just have to ask, what does God have to do with inflation? And, you know, why should we all be made to practice one religion? And I feel there's no supreme religion over another, period. I just can't believe people yeah. have drank the hook, line, and sinker. They have, Trump has told these people he was going to put tariffs. And everybody knows what happens when you put a tariff on goods. I, you know, they were worried about eggs being a dollar more. I think they're going to be worried about a lot more than eggs being a dollar more. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, Ann, thank you for calling in. I do agree with you, and it does seem like the one party that promotes God only promotes one God. You know, it seems to be pretty Christian-centric. And there are obviously many other religions, and there are obviously many people who don't practice any religion at all. And what about those people? Wasn't this nation established on the fact that you can pray to whoever you want to, that you can have any religion you want to or no religion at all? That is one of the foundations of the United States. Anne, are you still there?
No. Yeah.
Looks like, go ahead. Do you have anything else you want to add before you go?
Yeah, I just wish people would just stop and think about what they're saying, you know, about one party's for God and the other isn't. That is the most craziest thing I've heard so far. So
all right.
I don't know. People that are Democrats, they're probably feeling the same way, that we are against God.
I think that most people voted Democrat, even in my interest. Yeah, I would agree. I would say that most Democrats are happy to let people worship any God they want to, as long as they don't force it on other people, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right, Ann, thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. Let's go down the list. It looks like Cassandra is next. Good morning, Cassandra. Thank you for calling in. What do you have for us?
Hi, Stu. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to respond to Jim, the caller before Ann. And mm-hmm. I just would really like the members of the Democratic Party to listen to what I'm about to say. I am in my late 50s. I have been voting for the Democratic Party for well over 35 years. And this presidential election, I voted Republican straight down the ticket. And I did so for a variety of reasons. Number one, the border. I am pro-immigration. However, the lawlessness on the border and bringing over a mass migration of migrants into the country and more or less forcing working poor communities to absorb the cost of the migrants through their property taxes, it's just plain wrong. It's just wrong, and the Democratic Party does need to answer for that. But I would just like to say to Jim and others like him who are not pleased with the results I represent one of the 22% of Blacks who switched from the Democrats and voted Republican. It's not because we are MAGA and we love Donald Trump. Many of us want to see the party reform. And there is no other way to make the party reform until they lose elections. And we understand that there may be some discomfort on our part with some of the policies that the Trump administration may enact, but there has to be reformed. Something that Jim talked about, well, Donald Trump is going to screw up. That may indeed be so, but you need an economic plan. This idea of let's not put any economic plans on the table to improve the lives of working people, and let's just wait for the Republicans to make a mistake so we can get back in office. That's not going to work anymore.
Cassandra, I really appreciate you calling in and expressing your views. That's important. We have to take a break, though. We're at the bottom of the hour. I appreciate the call. You are tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Meanwhile, I'm still thinking. It's T-Rex, bang a gong on a Tuesday morning, getting you going. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl from the Earl Ingram Show, and Earl will be back on Monday. If you want to join us on the phone line, feel free. The number is 855-752-4842, and just before the break, we had a call from Cassandra. And I'm glad she called in to express her opinion, because there were a lot of people, evidently, based on what we're finding out, that voted the way she did. Cassandra said that she's voted for Democrats her entire life until this election, and she decided to vote for Republicans this time. And so she voted for Donald Trump. You know, the fact that he provoked an insurrection to stop the peaceful transfer of power didn't matter. She said she wanted to send a message to the Democrats that they needed to make some changes. The fact that Trump provoked a mob of a few thousand people to attack the United States Capitol, that didn't matter. Over 140 Capitol police officers were injured on that day, some of them very severely, and they've never returned to work. We know about 5 Capitol police officers who died in the few days after the attack by suicide. It was too much for them to handle. They just wanted out. And we know that a young lady was shot dead, Ashley Babbitt, during that melee because she believed Donald Trump when he said the election was stolen. If I remember correctly, she had a military background. And she believed that the election was stolen and she wasn't going to let that happen. When they broke through the chambers, when they broke through the glass and were entering into the chamber, evidently she tried to crawl through the broken window, and that's when she was shot and her life ended. But to some people, those things didn't matter, and so they still voted for Trump. Even some people who had voted for Democrats their entire life up until this election. So I think it's interesting to hear from those people. You know, what made them vote that way? What changed them? Why did they think that was a better option? It's like, well, let's put Trump back in for 4 years because there's some kind of a problem with the Democrats. Obviously, nobody's perfect. No political party's perfect. But it seems like there's a chance we might be in for a rough ride over these next 4 years, especially if you're not a billionaire. Let's go back to the phone lines. It looks like Charles is calling from Milwaukee. Charles, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, good morning, Stu. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I listen to the show. It's a great show. And Cassandra, I wish Cassandra would just say she couldn't pull the lever for an educated, qualified Black woman. She comes up with all these excuses of why she didn't vote for the Democratic Party. If I'm correct, the border has been an issue for probably over 35, 40 years. And so for her to point it out to just be the Democrat Party's problem is, I don't understand it. James Lankford, one of the most conservative Republicans, worked with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to put together a border bill that would have helped with immigration issue in this country. Donald Trump got mad and said, oh no, you guys cannot pass this bill because then I won't have anything to run on. So I wonder, right, what does Cassandra have to say about that? I don't buy this that, oh, I couldn't vote. Every time Cassandra calls, she claims she's a Democrat, she bashes the Democratic Party, even Tony Evers. I would like to ask Cassandra, what has the Democratic Party done that's been good? Because from what I know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris brought us back from where Donald Trump had us in a really bad place. Same with Obama. He brought us back from a really bad place that Bush had us in. So from what I see, Republicans destroy things. Democrats come in and try to fix it, and then they get the blame for fixing it. So I'm confused. Border has been an issue for a long time. It just didn't start because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris took office. Donald Trump decided, Republicans, you cannot pass this border bill because then I don't have anything to run on. And they run on this whole scare tactic. I would like to see what happens if he comes in and he does do this mass deportation. What's going to happen to the jobs that the immigrants came over here and did? Who's going to do those jobs? Who's going to milk the cows? Who's going to tend the farms? Who's going to clean the hotel rooms? Who's going to do the landscaping? We had a mass hailstorm. I live in Oconomowoc. A couple years ago, all the roofs in our area had to be replaced. All the teams we saw were Hispanic teams up on the roofs. So I would like to see who will do those jobs. But great topic this morning, Stu.
Charles, thank you very much for the call. Those are all good points. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. And yeah, you know, one thing I've been thinking about is the fact, and that's a great question that you ask, who is going to do these jobs if we deport 11 million people? Who are going to do the jobs on the farms, in the canning businesses, the meatpacking factories up on the roofs, putting on the new roofs of the buildings. Who's going to do those jobs? Well, some people think that if Trump and the billionaires are successful at destroying the economy and making a much larger gap between the haves and the have-nots, then those jobs may be filled by people who had other types of jobs. If we destroy the Department of Education, get rid of public education, maybe teachers will be milking cows, picking green beans, putting on new roofs. It's hard to even imagine. Charles, thank you again for the call. Let's move on. We got L.A. Tom is back on the line. Tom, what do you got for us this time?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that I feel like I'm getting punked by Cassandra. First off, I'm sorry, but she sounds like an elitist woman. Second off, I don't believe she's 50 or mid-50s. I think she's like 65. Third, she's talking about policy. Kamala Harris had a policy for new homeowners. She had a policy for small business owners. She had a policy for pharmaceutical drugs. She had a policy for child care, health care, mortgage, and rent. She was for rent control. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about with her not having policies. I honestly think that, I guess Donald Trump can say he has concepts of a plan, no policy. But because he's a man, he can just get away with that because he's just like a bull in a china cabinet. Whereas Kamala Harris had to be absolutely perfect and come out with a plan and a very, very, descriptive plan. And the media and everyone was still saying, where's her plan? And then you got people like Cassandra saying, where's the plan? Are you kidding me? Get educated, people. Stop watching just Fox News and your Facebook feed and your social media, TikTok, and start really learning what the hell it is. Just like what I brought up this morning with FDR's second economic bill of rights. That is a plan. I don't know what the hell world you people are living in. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit back and watch as Donald Trump does increase the tariffs, as people do pay 10 times more for eggs and pay more for their fruits and vegetables. And you know what, Stu? I was actually going to move to Wisconsin because of the fact that that's where I'm originally from this next year. But we put those plans on hold because of the fact of what happened in this election.
Wow.
Because I am not going to live as a gay man. I am not going to live in a state where I could potentially, be rounded up and put in a camp. And I know you all might think that's hyperbolic. It's not. It happened in the 30s and every 100 years, just different characters, obviously. And we need to learn some history because as the one caller said with the Smoot, with the Tariff Act that he talked about, the Smoot Trump, I can't remember what it was called.
Smoot-Hawley, is that what it is?
Yeah, Smoot-Hawley, which is basically just happening again. And people don't study history, so I guess we have to repeat it again. This time we're not going to repeat it in Germany. This time we're going to repeat it right here in the United States. So get ready, people. You voted for this. And Cassandra, I'm sorry it didn't fit your sensibilities. And sorry to the other guy that said, apparently when someone interrupts a speech, that's supposed to be cool. I thought we in Wisconsin learned that when someone's speaking at a rally, you shut the hell up and you let the person speak. I don't care if they say Jesus Christ is Lord. You know what? You shut up and you listen to the person give a speech. And then you, it's your turn, you get up and give a speech. So don't give me the stuff, oh, Kamala Harris didn't like God. Are you freaking kidding me? Grow up, people. Seriously, you all are living in this dream world. Just admit that you're a Trumper, that you love Trump. Apparently, some want him to grab them by their private parts. I don't know if they get off on that or what, but I'll tell you what, you people are going to be in for awakening of hurt. We are moving towards a Handmaid's Tale. For every white woman out there that voted and I know people in this viewing audience didn't, but for the women that did, unbelievable. I mean, you have had two competent women, white women or women, for candidates, and you have basically not voted for either one of them. You have voted more in favor of Donald Trump. So, like I said, I just can't believe what I'm hearing when I hear people call up and say, she didn't have a plan and that we're going to teach the Democrats a lesson. Well, you know what? You're going to get your lesson, all right. Your lesson's coming straight at your face, and I hope that you're used to it, Cassandra, because this is what's coming. Even though I believe you are through and throughout Republican, and Charles is absolutely right about, well, pretty much everything he says every day because he's incredible. But, and Ann is absolutely right about the situation with Democrats and one party not liking God and one party not, or first off, I'm a Christian. And you know what? Christian means following in the footsteps of Christ. I don't call them the Christian nationalists. I call them the anti-Christian nationalists because that's exactly what they are. Dude, you are the best. I appreciate you. And I hope you fill in every time for Earl because you knock it out of the ballpark. And your calm demeanor and all of that and listening to people is definitely to be acknowledged. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. And thank you for everything you had to say, as usual. Lots of great points. And I do think it's important to hear out people like Cassandra, to listen to what they have to say so we can learn from it. We got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back in to the Earl Ingram Show on a Tuesday morning. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Earl. This is our last segment of the show today. I'll be back tomorrow. And then Earl will be back on Monday. You can look forward to that. And we've been discussing several topics today. We've got more phone calls to take. And a couple of our astute callers mentioned the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, passed in 1930. Many people say it really held us back for a time, at least, just as the Great Depression was kicking in. And, of course, it was FDR who ran for president in 1932 and the Democrats who said that they were going to get rid of these tariffs. And in fact, when this Smoot-Hawley tariff bill was being proposed, evidently, according to what I'm looking at here, several major business leaders in the United States went to the White House to try to talk President Hoover out of these tariffs. Among them, the Henry Ford went to the White House and practically begged the president, President Hoover, to veto the bill. His words, this is a quote, he called it an economic stupidity. Also, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan, Thomas Lamont, said he, quote, almost went down on his knees to beg Herbert Hoover to veto the asinine Hawley-Smoot tariff. So here we are again in 2024, faced with the prospect of tariffs, some big ones this time, 25% for goods from Canada and Mexico, our two biggest trading partners. Let's go back to the phones and see what you have to say. The phone line, the phone number, by the way, is 855-752-4842. And by the way, if you want to send me an email message, you can do so. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Stu, in this case, is spelled S-T-U. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Tom and Jackson on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for calling. What do you have for us today?
Hi, Stu. Thanks for putting me on the air.
Yeah. What's your opinion?
Well, I'm glad to hear you on the air again. I wish you'd have a show or something like that. My point is that, and it's not been brought up much, but I vote Democrat, and my mind has been changed towards Democrats since Scott Walker. But one flaw that they have, that if they improve this, I think they would be more likely to win elections. And that is most of my friends and family are pro-life, and they vote on that one issue, even though they know, many of them, that other issues are not in their best interest. And the Democrats would do well to be more pro-life, and especially pro-adoption. And I think if they swing that way instead of being, you know, pro-abortion, they would have more votes and win. And I think that's an issue that if they could, at least be more in the middle, I think it'd be good for the whole country, because, they're looked at as being, pro-death and all that, like that person called in earlier, when Kamala was talking and stuff like that. And, I think she's a good person, and she's probably, a Christian and stuff like that. But a lot of people think that, the Democrats are not, Christian and good people. And I think if they're at least, meet the Republicans, somewhere in the middle, I think that would change. I really do. And I think that's something that's a real cause for what happened and, the loss. And I think that it's not being talked about enough. That one other thing too is that with 50 million abortions in 73, I think there's a lot of women, especially older women, who feel guilt, and that they didn't come out and vote the way they should have, because really the Democrats didn't come out the way they should have, because the Republican vote was about the same as in 2020. But a lot of Democrats didn't vote, and especially women, I think, didn't vote because they feel guilty about what had happened in their past.
Okay.
I don't know what you think, though.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call. I appreciate your views. Thank you for calling in. We're almost out of time here. One thing I guess I should say is that I personally, as a man, I often avoid the topic of abortion when I'm on the radio. Sometimes I feel like, my voice isn't as important just because I am a man. And I know that a lot of women look at the availability of abortion as women's health care. You know, not every pregnancy goes perfect. Sometimes things don't go well. And not every abortion is by choice. So do we have to take the availability of abortion away from women who are going to be bleeding out in the parking lot of the hospital because the doctors won't see them? Maybe the government should just stay out of women's health care. I don't know. And the other thing, sometimes people call me simplistic, but I always go back to the fact that there's one party that looks out for the people, and there's one party that looks out for the billionaires. Which side do you want to be on? Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'll be back tomorrow filling in for Earl. I hope you have a great day. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.